Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Mary's probation term got off to a bad start yesterday when town marshal Uncle Henry Lunsford, hoping to discover something suspicious, picked up a sack of wildflowers Mary had dropped and managed to get a nice case of oak poisoning. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering.
Tommy, oh, hi, Dogus. I'm glad you're back, Lum.
Yeah, well, what's the trouble, Abner?
Oh, that Uncle Henry Lunsford's been calling up here all morning long. I tell you, he's madder than a wet setting hen, Lum. Madder than two wet setting hens.
On account of that poison oak.
Oh, yeah, he claims his hands and arms is all swole up and they're just itching something wonderful. He's in agony, he says.
Well, I don't believe it's as bad as he's trying to make out.
Well, he claims it is. Keeps calling up here, accusing Mary of deliberate poison oaking him.
Yeah, I figured he'd have some idea like that.
And he claims that we're more likely the ones that put her up to it, too.
He does, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's mad, Mom. He's awful mad. You know him.
And I don't know why something like this had to happen just while Mary's on probation.
Well, it's Uncle Henry's own fault that it happened. If he hadn't been so nosy and snooped through that sack of wildflowers that Mary and that little Blevins girl picked, why, he never would have got that poison oak.
Yeah, you oughtn't have been looking in there.
Why, of course.
Good enough, right?
Yeah, it is, it is.
It's his own fault.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll never in the world be able to make Uncle Henry believe that.
Oh, no,
he can't see but one side of our argument. And he can't even see that one side very good.
Yeah, he told me on the phone that he's a good mind to send Mary right back to the reforming tour for trying to poison oak an officer of the law.
Oh, prittle-prattle.
That's
he
what he said.
He can't do it.
Well, he's liable to, Lum. You know Uncle Henry, he gets mad at somebody, he's mad.
Oh, he'll try his level best to send her back. I'll grant you that, all.
Of course he will.
I reckon the best thing to do is just keep Mary as far away from him as possible till this probation thing's done.
Well, how are you going to keep her away? Uncle Henry follows her every place she goes.
Well, he ain't following her or nobody else today, I can tell you that.
Oh, no. No, he claims he's flat on his back with both arms wropped up clean to his neck. He says he's just suffering something wonderful on him.
Well, ain't he doing nothing for him? Putting salve on him or something?
Well, he says ain't nothing you can do for poison oak.
Oh, there's too.
There's, huh?
Ed Beckley down at the drugstore's got some stuff that he claims is awful good for anything like that. Forget just what he calls it.
Yeah, well, Uncle Henry ain't done nothing. Just laying over there suffering and moaning.
Now, Granny's, wait a minute, Abner. You know what we ought to do?
Huh?
We ought to get some of that stuff Ed's got and take it over there to Uncle Henry.
Take it over to him?
Yeah. That ought to get us on the good side of him.
Oh.
And that's the thing we got to do if we're ever going to keep Mary from getting sent back to that reformatory.
Well, if you think it'll do any good, well, I'm for it.
Well, it's worth trying.
Oh, yeah. Sure, sure, sure.
Uncle Henry will feel a lot more friendly toward me and you and Mary, too. If we can stop that itching and agonies he claims he's going through.
Yeah, well, it's all right, me. I'm willing to try.
Wait a minute. I believe I've got even a better idea. We'll have Mary take it over there to him.
Mary?
Yes, sir.
I thought you just said we ought to keep her as far away from him as we can.
Yeah, I know I said that, but this will work out better, I believe.
It will, huh?
Yeah. What we ought to do is get Uncle Henry to liken Mary to where he won't have the heart to ever send her back there.
Dogus, I believe that's a good idea, Ted.
Well, of course it is.
Sometimes I think you're almost a genius, you know.
We can go so far as to say that. What do you mean, almost?
I'll tell you what, I'll call up Mary right now and tell her to get some of that stuff down at the drugstore and take it over there.
Yeah, do that, Abner.
What'd you say the name of that stuff was?
Granny, I can't recollect now. Ed'll know what it is, though.
Oh, yeah, he'll
know. Just tell her to ask Ed.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'll tell her to do. Hello? Elizabeth? Is Mary around there? Oh, well, catch her before she leaves. I got to talk to her for a second. Yeah, all right, honey.
Was she going someplace?
Yeah, Elizabeth was just standing out to get some paint and a paintbrush and some sandpaper.
Sandpaper?
Yeah, I'm going to paint that kitchen table over again.
I thought she just painted that a couple of months ago.
Well, she did, but now she decides she don't like the color of it. That's what she wants the sandpaper for, so she can sand all that old paint off of there, you know. Hello? Mary? Say, listen, me and Lum just figured out something that you ought to do. Well, this won't take long. You can do it while you're downtown here. All you got to do is just stop at the drugstore and get some stuff that's good for poison oak and take it over to Uncle Henry Lunsford. Yeah, just ask Ed Beckley. He'll know what it is.
Tell her to wish Uncle Henry gets well fast and all that.
And tell Uncle Henry you hope he gets well fast. Be as nice as you can to him, honey. And try to get him to like you. Yeah, that's right. All right, Mary. See you later. Goodbye.
I believe we're on the right track now.
Yeah.
If we can get them two to liking one another, then we won't have a thing in the world to worry about.
No, not a thing in the world. Well, that is, except maybe Squire Skim.
Squire? Oh, well, I don't believe we have to worry none about him no more.
Huh?
That's where I was at this morning, over to his office.
You was?
Yeah, I think now he'll stop trying to find out who Mary's papa is and where he lives and Sheboygan Falls and all that. See, he was trying to sell him some insurance.
Yeah, I know that. Well, good for you, Lon. You think you got it straightened out all right?
Oh, I just outwitted him all.
Well, how'd you do it?
I taken out the insurance myself.
You taking it out?
Yeah. It's an endowments policy of some kind with Mary as a beneficiary.
Huh?
That means she'll get the money after a certain number of years and she can go to college on it or something like that.
Well, law me, don't that cost a lot of money, though, one of them endowment policies?
Yeah, but you can't think of money when you're outwitting a feller.
You can't, huh?
No.
Well, maybe not. Just looks to me like, wait a minute, there comes Grandpappy Spears. Glad to see him well again.
Well again?
Yeah.
Why, has he been sick?
Oh, sure. Hadn't you heard that? Uh-huh. He sprained his back while you was gone. Fell off a bicycle.
Fell off of a bicycle?
Well, see, he figured as long as he was a telegraph messenger boy, why, he ought to have a bicycle ride.
Well, howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. How's your back feeling now?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. Pretty good.
Well, good.
Yeah, proud to see you back in town, Lum.
Thank you, Grandpap. What's this I hear about you falling off of a bicycle?
I never fell off. I was pushed off.
Pushed? Why, you fell off because you was showing off.
I weren't no such a thing. I was pushed.
Why, you was showing off right down there in front of the blacksmith shop, trying to ride without holding on to the handlebars. Caleb Wee Hunt seen you do it.
Oh, sassafras, I was pushed.
Why, you was not.
I was pushed.
Milford A. Spears, you know good and well that you...
All right, just hush up, Abner. It don't matter how it happened. All that matters now is that Grandpap's up and around again.
Well, he weren't pushed off, I know that.
I was, don't it?
You weren't no such a thing, Grandpap.
How long was you laid up, Grandpap?
Oh, just about a week. Well, almost a week, anyway. 7 days, to be exact. Yeah, here old Uncle Henry Lunsford's laid up now. Is that so?
Yeah, he's in bed. Claims he's laid up, anyway.
Yeah, hope he's left the jail door open.
Huh?
I say I hope he's left the jail door open.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing. I'd just love to go down there and sit around the cell for a while. That's the coolest place there is in this town.
Oh, well, it's more like the open. Fact is, I think Uncle Henry's lost the key to it, to be honest.
What's he laid up with, anyways? I heard some desperate criminal taking a couple of shots at him.
Taking a couple of shots at him? That's just some story. He more like they started himself trying to make folks think he's brave.
Yeah, what he's actually got is poison oak.
Yeah.
Well, I do know poison oak. Huh?
Oh, he's got it.
No, sakes, I believe I'd rather been shot at than have that stuff. There's the itchiness one pigeon-toed thing there is, I believe.
Poison have you oak. Ever got into it, Grandpap?
No, not personal, but I recollect one time old Roscoe Shelby had it.
Who?
Roscoe Shelby. He had it.
Oh.
You recollect him, don't you?
Roscoe Shelby.
Married Maud Lenore.
No. Don't recollect her neither, sir. That goes.
Oh, sure you do.
I don't need
They went together for 11 years around here, and then come night and I getting married because Roscoe was so jealous of Maud.
Jealous of her?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
She could beat him playing pool. It made him so dad blame mad he wouldn't hardly speak to her, hardly.
Oh, yeah, I believe you did tell us about that. Well, when did he get this poison oak he's talking about?
Poison oak? Oh, you heard about that, too, huh?
Well, you was the one just now said
Yes, sir, that. There was a sad case, too. Now, poor Roscoe swelled up to just about twice his normal size.
Hmm.
And he was a big man to begin with, too. Just about twice his size.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, it's the truth, Abner. He done it. And this was before he was married, so naturally he'd taken his meals at the restaurant. But he had swole up so big he couldn't get through the restaurant door.
Oh, sassy.
He could not do it. And this went on for days. And all Roscoe done was just stand around, scratch, and try to get inside that door. Kept getting hungrier and hungrier and finally starved to death.
starved to death.
They're standing right there.
Oh, that's too bad. Wait a minute, though. I thought you said he got married later on.
Well, he did. But this other happened to him when he was still a bachelor, you see.
Oh, yeah. Sure, what's the matter with me?
Yes, sir, poor old Roscoe Shelby.
Wait a minute, old Grandpap. If he starved to death,
Hammond,
how could...
get the phone. That was our ring, I believe.
Huh? I still don't see how a feller... hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Uncle Henry. Oh, Mary was just there, huh? Well, that was thoughty of her. She's an awful nice little girl. Huh? Smart, Alec. What do you mean, tricks? Well, natural she told you to rub that stuff on your arms where they itched. Huh? Oh, my goodness alive. Oh, my. Yeah. Well, she must have got the packages mixed up, and that's just about what she done.
What happened?
Yes, she did, too.
What happened?
Oh, she got the packages mixed up, Lum, and give Uncle Henry the sandpaper she was supposed to take to Elizabeth.